I appreciate it. Maybe. The world needs to know about it. Today's daf is Samech Aleph in Menachos. We are in Samech Aleph Beis, and we're somewhere towards the top of the page. Today's topic of discussion in the Gemara will be mostly Hagasha, and then we'll transition later today to Tanufa. There are two mitzvos when it comes to the mitzvah of bringing a mincha. There's a mitzvah of Hagasha and there's the mitzvah of Tanufa. So what we learned back on Samech Aleph is that there are those karbanos that require Hagasha, but do not require Tanufa. And then the Mishnah went on. The Mishnah gave us a list of 10 different types of menachos that require Hagasha, but do not require Tanufa. Tanufa is the waving of a karban. We'll talk more about that later today. Today and tomorrow will be the topics. The Gemara will talk about Tanufa. Tomorrow we're going to have the Gemara will straight out discuss what the significance of the Tanufas are. Tomorrow is the Ruchos Raos, the bad winds, which is what the Tanufas combat. That we'll discuss tomorrow. Meanwhile, today, so we're going to finish up our discussion of Hagasha and begin the discussion of Tanufa. So again, the Mishnah says that there are 10 different types of minchas that require Hagasha but do not require Tanufa, and we're not going to go over all 10 of them again. As truth of the matter is that we're pretty much going to go over all 10 of them again in the context of the Gemara. The Gemara brings in a Braisa. So if you just quickly turn back the page, we'll start the Braisa again from the bottom of the page on Samech Amud Aleph. And it's long. How long is this Braisa? It's all of Samech Amud Beis and Samech Aleph Amud Aleph all the way to the Mishnah. Okay? And it's a classic Braisa. The Braisa is going to try to learn out the various menachos and the requirements of Hagasha for the various menachos using all your favorites. Kav HaChomer, Binyan Av, a little Gzera Shava, perhaps. And it's going to be a very systematic and very mechanical piece of Gemara, where the Gemara is just going to take us through every step of the way. How do we know? Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara starts off the Braisa like this. El ilu namar ve'evesi asher yaseh me'ilu Hashem v'yikri v'lakom v'yigisha ha'isi omer ein li shetar nagasha elakom mitzbovan. I might have thought I would have had entertained a havamina that the mitzvah of Hagasha is only for the komets, only for the part that's taken off by the kohen with his fist. Mincha minayin, how do I know the rest of the mincha also requires this requirement of Hagasha? Tam lomar, mincha, it is a mincha. Okay, so in other words, the entire mincha has this requirement of Hagasha. As I mentioned yesterday, it's not a complicated mitzvah. The mitzvah of Hagasha is just a simple, pick up the bowl, bring it to the Mizbeach, and touch it to the Mizbeach. Minchas chote minayin. How about the mincha of a sinner? We're there in Perek Hay of Ayikra. The Torah does not tell us the mitzvah of Hagasha. Tamalomer esa mincha. So we have the esa mincha, the esa zeribui, comes to include even the minchas chote. Vidinu nemar hacha. Now, truth of the matter is that we really could have figured out through a kav chomer. How so? Because it says over here, top of Samech Amud Beis, minchas chove v'nemar hacha minchas nedava. Now, the girsa of the Gemara here is a little up for question. We have the words hacha right on the side of the Gemara. He says when you look in the Sifra, where, as I guessed correctly yesterday, all this entire brisa from beginning to end is coming from the Sifra. It says nemar have. Okay, but either way. It says by minchas chov v'nemar hacha minchas nedava, my minchas nedava tu nagasha, av minchas chov tu nagasha. Okay, so just like the minchas nedava, that's Perek Beis is all voluntary menachos. So over there the Torah spells out that you have to do hagasha. So too by the obligatory menachos, which is Perek Hey, so there also you have to do hagasha as well. Mala minchas nedava shekein tu neshem levona. Gemara says it's not a clean limud. I can't just simply learn from Perek Beis to Perek Hay, because in Perek Beis there are other components to the mincha, notably Shemen Levona. There's oil and there's frankincense on these menachos. Masha'in came by the minchas chote. The Torah goes out of its way to say no Shemen and no Levona. We talked about that a couple days ago on Shabbos, the Isser of Shemen Levona when it comes to a minchas chote. So I can't learn out a minchas nedava to a minchas chote. Minchas, did I say that right? Minchas nedava to minchas chote. Minchas sota tochiach. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's go to Bamidbar Perek Hay, where that should be, that could create a limud, where by the minchas sota, as the Gemara will talk about a little bit later on, there is a mitzvah of Hagasha. So maybe I can learn out minchas chote for minchas sota. So the Gemara says, Mala Mincha Sota, Shkein Tuna Tanufa. Gemara says, not so fast, because by Mincha Sota there are also added features to the Mincha Sota, notably the Mitzvah of Tanufa. You don't have that by the Minchas Nedava. Sorry, you don't have that by the Minchas Chote. Sorry. Minchas Nedava Tochiach. So we'll go back to Minchas Nedava. So, Lo Rizeh V'chazor Adin, Lo Rizeh K'Rizeh, V'lo Rizeh K'Rizeh, Hatzara Shavah Shemahen, Sheshavah L'Kemitzah V'shavah L'Hagasha. So the Gemara says, look, you're right. There are unique aspects of the Minchas Nedava, notably Shemen Levona. The unique aspects of the Minchas Sota, notably Tanufa. You're right. So from the Minchas Chote, I can't learn it out from each one individually. So then what we'll do is our classic Shnei Ksuvim. We'll take the common denominator of the two, we'll look at the common denominator of the two, and we'll extend it to the Minchas Chote. What is the common denominator? The Kemitzah. Kemitzah is done both by the Minchas Nedava, that's Perek Beis, and by the Minchas Sota, that's by Midbar Perek Hay. So we'll go and we'll take both of them and we'll learn them to the Mincha of the Chote. Where there's Kemitzah, therefore there's Hagasha. Afani Avi, Minchas Chote, Sheshevalam la Kemitzah, Tishevalam la Hagasha. Mala Tzad HaShava Shebehem, the Gemara says again, I'm not so crazy even about the Tzad HaShava. Shekein Hukshur Lavo Ba'asha Kaba'ani, because it's standardized. When it comes to your Minchas Nedava and Perek Beis of Vayikra, it's one type of Mincha. It does not fluctuate based on the person's economy, based on his socioeconomic status. It's just simply a Mincha. It's a standard Mincha. Same thing with the Sota. It's a standard Mincha. That's not true by the Chote. The Chote does not have a standard Mincha. Chote, only if he can't afford or she can't afford the more expensive animal or birds, then and only then she brings a Minchas Chote. So since it's not standardized, so therefore even if I'm seeking common denominator, the Tzad HaShava, it's not going to work out. So Talmud Lomer, so we tried to use Binyanav Mishnei Ksuvim, it didn't work out. We go back to Pesukim, Talmud Lomer, Es HaMincha. So the Es HaMincha is a ribui, and it's coming to tell me that not only the Minchas Nedava require Hagasha, but the Minchas Chote requires Hagasha as well. Left up to din, left up to using our logic and try to establish precedent, and it doesn't work out. Okay, the Braisa continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer vehevesa l'rabos minchas haomer lahagasha. You're going to bring the hevesa from here. Rabbi Shimon learns out that there's a requirement to do hagasha for the minchas haomer. The cheno omer vehevesa mesomer reshis kitzarchem el hakohen veikriva. So in fact, the Torah says last week's parsha that you're going to veheveisim, you're going to bring as omer reishis kitzirchem. That's talking about the minchas omer. So the Gemara says it's a mitzvah of hagasha. Rabbi Shimon's arguing there's a mitzvah of hagasha by the omer as well. Veikriva l'rabos minchasota l'hagasha. Also, minchas sota has a requirement of hagasha as well. V'cheinu omer. And again now, Rabbi Shimon's going to try this again, what we tried previously, and that is, use binyanav to try to establish a precedent that in fact Hagasha is required. Okay, let's start off with our Sota. Our Sota Mincha. Sorry. Our Minchas Chote, the Perek Hei Mincha, right? For the three sins where the Torah says, if you can't afford it, you'll bring a Mincha. Minchas Chote, She'ena Tanufa. There's no requirement of Tanufa, Tuna Hagasha. Minchas Sota, She'teuna Tanufa. Now, there is a Tanufa requirement by your Sota. Ein Odin She'teuna Hagasha. So if there's a Tanufa requirement, so for sure there's going to be a Hagasha requirement. This is now Kal V'chomer, basic Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, as a Kal V'chomer, I don't like it. Because your Minchas Chote comes from wheat. So she came ba'achitim. Minchas Ha'omer Tochiach. Okay, so the Gemara says, you're right. So we'll use the Minchas Omer to back that position up. Meaning the Minchas Omer does not come from wheat, it comes from barley. And we know there's a Hagasha requirement. Mala Minchas Ha'omer, she came to an Hashem Lavona. So the Gemara says, okay, but you can't use the Minchas Omer by itself because there's oil and there's Lavona, and that's not true by the Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote Tochiach. The Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizev, Lo Rizek, Rizev, Tzad HaShava Shebehem. Sheshavu L'Kemitza, Veshavu L'Hagasha. So again, there is at least in the world of common denominator, the Tzad HaShava, that both have kmitza and have hagasha, af ani avim and chasota, same thing is true regarding the sota. Sheshavta lahem lekmitza. There is a kmitza by the sota. Tishava lahem lehagasha. So therefore, there should be hagasha as well. Okay. Malat zara shavah shabem shekein lahukshur lavo kemach. Tamar min chasota shirukshur lavo kemach. So the Gemara says, even as a common denominator, it doesn't work out. Because by mincha sota, you don't have, it does not have to be grindly, finely ground. By all the other menachos, this is a requirement of having it to be finely ground. That's not true by the mincha of the sota. It does not need to be finely ground. So, even as a common denominator, I cannot use the mincha saomer and the mincha schote as my tzara shaveh. So, tamalom avi kriva. Okay, so again, Rabbi Shimon is going to arrive at the same conclusion. We tried a little Kal V'chomer, a little Binyanav Mishnei Ksuvim. It didn't work out. So V'hikriva. Hikriva is coming to teach us that the Mincha Sota also has a mitzvah of Agasha as well. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer V'hevesa L'rabos Mincha Sota L'hagasha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the word V'hevesa is coming to be merab, it's coming to include mincha sota for the mitzvah of hagasha, v'cheinu omer, v'hevi es karbana alaha. Okay, sounds a little bit like zereshava. I'm not 100% sure if it's what the structure, what the mechanism is, but we have by the minchas nedava v'hevesa, we have by the sota v'hevi es karbana alaha, ava minchas omer lo tzricha kra. But as far as the minchas omer is concerned, I don't even need a pasuk. Why my taima? Midina kasya. Rabbi Yehuda is now going to argue the limudim work by the omer. Ma minchas chote sheina tuna tenufa tuna hagasha. Look, the minchas chote does not require tenufa, but it does require hagasha. Minchas omer shetuna tenufa einu din shetuna hagasha. Kal v'chomer. Straightforward kal v'chomer. That I find by the minchas omer there is a requirement of tenufa. And by the Minchas Chote, there is no requirement of Tenufa. If there's a requirement of Hagasha by the Minchas Chote, there certainly is going to be a Hagasha requirement by the Minchas HaOmer, Mala Minchas Chote, Shekein Ba'achitim. So the Gemara says, even your Kavachomer, it's not good because they're not the same. I can only create a Kavachomer if they're generally the same. There just happens to be one Chumra in one over the other. But here that's not true. The Minchas HaOmer is fundamentally different. It comes from barley, it doesn't come from wheat. Mincha Sota Tochiach. So, okay, you're right. So let's introduce the Sota Mincha. Where there it's barley, and there's a mitzvah of Hagasha, Mala Mincha Sota, Shkem Balavar Ava. So the Gemara says the Sota Mincha, that also by itself can't create a limud. Because it's not a classic Mincha. Meaning, it has a very specific purpose to it. The Gemara says it's just levare avon demaskeres avon hi. So it's since it has a very specific objective. So therefore, we can't learn out by sota by itself. So the Gemara says, okay, minchas chote tochiach. So we'll use a combination, and we'll go back to minchas chote. Minchas chote. It's funny. It also has a specific purpose. But its specific purpose is basically to serve as a karban, which means to provide a kapara. That's general. That's not true by the sota. The sota's karban, her mincha, is not a kapara. It is not the classic function of a mincha. It's there just simply to be mevara avon to clarify whether she did or she did not have an extramarital relations. Again, we will now look at the common denominator. There's kmitza in both of these menachos, and there's hagasha. And so, now I've used both, the minchas sota and the minchas chote, and we point out that through the combination, there is kmitza and there is hagasha. So that means that anytime there's kmitza, there's going to be agasha. Umay parach, then what pircha can you ask? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda punctuates the whole sentence by saying, and it's good. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is very satisfied with his limud using the combination of the two. The Gemara says, and now, obviously Rabbi Shimon didn't feel that way. Rabbi Shimon did not end up by saying that the limud is good. Rabbi Shimon had to resort to psukim. So the Gemara just kind of steps in here in the middle of the braisa And the Gemara just gives us a little note. Rabbi Shimon Parichachi. Rabbi Shimon said, no, I don't think, I think the limud is not so good. Because Rabbi Shimon says, what are we learning from? We're learning from the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas Sota. He says, those are, right, right, Malah Atzad HaShem 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 HaKeh Mitzuyin. Those happen with a certain amount of frequency. Okay? That's what Rabbi Shimon says. They're common, says Rabbi Shimon.
No, wait a second.
Okay. So the Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yehuda Adrava, HaMitzuyah Tvei. And Rabbi Yehuda's counter-argument is, no, just the opposite. The Omer is an annual one. The Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's more common. Okay, Zimin de lo Meshchacha Kla Kla. In fact, it's very possible that you won't have the Sota at all. So, interesting. The Gemara over here seems to be having an argument in terms of the frequency of the Sota. Okay, it seems to be a debate in the Gemara. Okay, back to the Braisa. All right, so, in the Braisa, we are seeking sources for the mitzvah of Hagasha for those menachos where the Torah does not specify. Notably the Omer, notably the Sota, those menachos, the Torah does not speak out specifically the mitzvah of Hagasha. The Gemara looks to seek sources for them. It goes to, it uses Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon tries to use Limudim, Binyanav. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't work out. Rabbi Shimon goes back to Pesukim. Rabbi Yehuda does successfully learn, as far as he's concerned, successfully learns Limudim. Back to the Braisa, first wide line down the towards the bottom of the page. O Eina Omer Veivesa Ela Shiachim Misnadev Umevi Mincha Acheretz Chutz Me'ela. Now all this was generated from the word Veivesa, right? And you will bring. The Gemara says, you know, and we learned that from the word Veivesa that other menachos require this mitzvah of Hagasha. The Gemara now says, maybe not. Maybe the word Veivesa is coming to tell me another din altogether. Which is what the Gemara suggests is like this. Meaning in Perek Beis, the Torah gives us an assortment of menachos. Right? Five different types of menachos are mentioned in Perek Beis. The machvas, the marcheshes, the two types of mafetanur, the two oven baked, the chalos of the rikikin, and the solas, and the fine flour. Those are five different menachos that are mentioned in Perek Beis. The Gemara now is suggesting maybe an individual can bring other types as well. Maybe. No. Meaning that this is just one list, but maybe an individual can bring others as well. Shevi Vidinu. And the Gemara says, and let's contemplate this. The Gemara is not going to accept this, but let's just contemplate this. Sibur mevi mincha minachitim chova mevi mincha minasarim chova. Look, the community sometimes will bring from wheat and sometimes will bring from barley. Af yachid shemevi mincha minachitim nedava yavi mincha minasarim nedava. So I might have thought that the individual as well. Look, if the community is bringing a barley mincha, second day of Pesach, 16th day of Nisan, the Karban Omer, if that's what the community is doing, so maybe an individual can as well. Your counter-argument, of course, would be, Torah never talks about it. So the Gemara says, maybe Vehevesa is coming to tell me, no, that even an individual, if he wants to, could be just like the community. Tamalomar, Eila. So the Gemara says, no, because we have the word Eila. Eila comes to tell me, these and only these, an individual wants to bring a mincha, he's limited to Perek Beis. Only the ones that are mentioned here, these and only these are the ones that he can bring. There is no other option. It has to be from wheat. It can only be the ones mentioned here in Perek Beis. Tamalomer Eila. Ainli Ela Eila. Ainli Ela Eila. Yeah. Oh, Eina Omer Eila Ela La Omer. Hare Alai Mincha Shemevi Chamisha San. So the Gemara says, okay, but maybe we should understand like this. Let's say an individual says, I want to bring a mincha. And he makes a commitment. A verbal commitment says, I'm going to bring a mincha. Maybe the Gemara suggests that his requirement now is not to select which mincha he wants to bring from Perek Beis, but maybe his requirement now is to bring all five, all five of the menachos, the soles, the and going in the order of the psukim, the soles, the mafatanor, the marcheshes, the machvas, right? Two types of mafatanor. So maybe his requirement is to bring all of them. Tamalomer may ela ratz achas maybe ratz chamishes amevi. No, even that's not a requirement. He can just bring one of the five, and that would be sufficient. Okay. That is the continuation of the Braisa. We're almost done. Rabbi Shimon Omer Esa Mincha L'Rabu Shar Minachos Kigon Minchas Nachrim Minchas Nashim Lehagasha. Rabbi Shimon says that the words Es HaMincha, remember that towards the top of the Amud we said the Es HaMincha is coming to include the Minchas Chote. Rabbi Shimon says no, the Es HaMincha is coming to include Shar Minachos. Other Minachos require Hagasha, notably the mincha of a non-Jew, the mincha of women, yachosh ani mar be'afshtei alechem lechem apanim. So Rabbi Shimon says, okay, as long as we're in the business of including other menachos for hagasha, so let's keep going. Let's go to the shtei alechem. Let's go to the lechem apanim. Tamalomer me'ela. No, me'ela. The mem is a limitation. Umari is the rabba shar menachos alatzi shtei alechem lechem apanim. Mar be'ani shar menachos sheish mehem le'ishim. Umotzi ani shtei alechem lechem apanim sheyin lehem le'ishim. When it comes to the shtei alechem lechem apanim, no part of that mincha goes up onto the fire, and so therefore it's not to be included. V'alo minchas nesachim kula le'ishim, yachol yetuna hagasha. So the Gemara says, if fire is a prerequisite, if fire correlates with hagasha, so minchas nesachim, your accessory, your nesachim that come along with every karban, so that's totally burnt on the fire. So there should be a mitzvah of hagasha when it comes to nesachim, and of course we know there's not, but based on the argument that you just provided, it should require hagasha. Yachol yetuna hagasha tamalama vihikriva. So the Gemara says, vihikriva, and you will offer it. And the Gemara is understanding this is a meal. These and only these are subject to hagasha, which means that we're excluding something. So what are we going to exclude? We're going to exclude nesachim. The Gemara says, am I right? L'rabo shar menachos, o lahotzi minchas nesachim. Okay, but the Torah doesn't say what to exclude. You're excluding the minchas nesachim, but it seems to be somewhat arbitrary. Then now we're on the top of Samach Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says it's not so arbitrary. Mar be'ani, right? Okay. Mar be'ani shar menachos shabos biglal atzmam motzi ani minchas nesachim she'en abba biglal atzmam. So the Gemara says no, because the nesachim are not independent. Nesachim are not brought on their own. They're brought biglal hakarban as a result of the carbon, so therefore they're not a classic mincha, so to say. V'alo minchas kohanim minchas kohanim mashiach v'os biglal atzman yachol yeitunos hagasha. So the Gemara says, okay, but now let's talk about the minchas kohen. Minchas kohen, minchas kohen gadol. So there should be a requirement of hagasha by them. They are brought by an individual. They are independent. It's not. They are not attachments to another carbon. So tamalomer vihigisha. So the Gemara says no. The vihigisha tells us that they also don't have the mitzvah of hagasha. So the Gemara says hami baile legufa. The Gemara says it's hard to understand. The word vihigisha is coming to tell us the mitzvah of hagasha. Meaning before you can darshan a pasuk, you first have to generate what the pasuk is trying to teach us. If we need the pasuk to tell us the basic point, so we don't have an opening for a drasha. We're using the word vihigisha to tell us, no, not the minchas kohen, not the minchas kohen gadol. But before we get to that point, we need it to tell us the very basic din that you have to do hagasha. Shetun hagasha, min vehegish vihigisha. If the Torah wanted to just tell us about hagasha, the Torah could have just simply said vehegish. The fact that it says vihigisha, two things. One, the etzem halacha of hagasha. Two, that some menachos are not included. The mincha kohen, the minchas kohen gadol. Omar Yisrael Rav Hashar Menachos Alotzi Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Kohen Mashiach. Why? Why are they excluded? You probably would guess it. Mar Ba'ani Shar Menachos Sheish Behem Li'ishin Uvas Begla Atzman V'yish Mehem LeKohanim. Because a regular mincha, quote unquote, a standard mincha, part of it goes up onto the Mizbech, part of it is eaten by the Kohanim, and they're independent. They come Begla Atzman. Motzi Ani. So now we have basically the criteria. What is the criteria for Hagasha? Part of it goes on the Mizbech, part of it is eaten by Kohanim. They have to come independent. And one more point. No, that's it. Okay, and they have to be independent. So most the anishtei alachem alachem apanim sheim ehem leishim. So the shei alachem alachem apanim, no part of it goes on the fire. So therefore, there's no mitzvah vagasha. Or minchas asachem sheinu ba beglal atzma. Minchas asachem is not, even though it goes on the fire, but it's not independent. And by the way, there's no part of it eaten by the kohanim. Okay. Or minchas kohanim, or minchas kohen mashiach sheein mehem la kohanim. And as far as the minchas kohen is concerned, and the minchas kohen gadol, no part of it is eaten by the kohanim. Good. We basically now have the criteria to determine what gets Hagasha, what does not have the mitzvah of Hagasha. And that's how we know now to exclude all these others. And then, we're here in the Braisa, the Gemara is now going to quote the tail end of the Braisa, the Heirim. And you will remove, Yachol Bekli, meaning the mitzvah of Kemitza, the Heirim Mimenu Bekumtso, says the Pasuk. Sorry for the delay.
Vav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches.
Hashem says, "Melech Lachir Veikriv Lavan Vehigisha Amizbeach Vehirim Akoin Mina Mincha Asas Karasa." Right? It's not Perek. Right? It's not Perek Beis.
Perek Vav, Pasuk
Ches. Right. Right. Zos Torah Mincha, Krev Osab Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem Al Pnei Hamizbech VeHeirim Mimenu BeKumsa. Okay, good. Misolos Amincha Mishamna VeYiskol Alavana Shal Amincha. Okay, so the entire Braisa has been dealing from the very beginning with the pasuk. So now, just quote the tail end. VeHeirim Mimenu BeKumsa Maharama Amor LaAlam BeKumsa Afarama Amor Kan BeKumsa. You don't do it with a kli. Meaning, when you do kemitza, you do it with your fist. We all knew this, but the Braisa here learns it out from Bikumtso. Bikumtso means with his fist. Okay. Good. Adkan. All right. That was a long Braisa. That was a very long Braisa. The Gemara quoted the entire Braisa to basically get us to the point where we now know what is the criteria for Hagasha. The criteria for Hagasha is part of it has to go on the Mizbech, part of it has to be eaten by the Kohanim. It has to come independent. It can't come Biglal. Something else. Now, once you have that criteria, so then you just basically plug it in, and you'll come to the conclusion that there are, this is all according to Rabbi Shimon, of course, that there are a number of menachos that are excluded from the mitzvah of Hagasha. Okay, fine. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. In our Mishnah, if you go back to our Mishnah, you'll see Rabbi Shimon is pointed out in the Mishnah as well. The Tanakhama does not agree. Tanakhama is of the opinion that the Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Gadol, there is a mitzvah of Hagasha by those. So Tanakhama doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon's criteria.
And we go by that. Tanakhama again is who?
The Chachamim. Could be the Tanakhama is also Rabbi Yehuda mentioned earlier in the break, so could be.
You ignore all these criteria.
Now, we don't ignore it, but we don't...
I mean, you're not applying.
We don't, right. We don't work with Rabbi Shimon's criteria.
Oh, good.
Okay. Okay, next. Eila tuunos tenufa ve'ein tuunos hagasha. We now go to the next Mishnah, and we're going to go the other direction. Those that require tenufa, but do not require hagasha. Okay? A short list of menachos where you wave them, but you don't do hagasha. Now, log shemesh ha-metzor va'ashama. Okay, the log, it's a measurement. The log of oil of the mitzvah. Mitzvah has to bring one log of oil. Remember, the Kohen, there's a procedure with this oil. The Kohen takes part of the oil, pours it from one hand into the other hand, and then dips into that palm and applies it to the mitzvah's earlobe, right thumb, right big toe. Okay? The requirement of the log shemen of the mitzvah. Together with the asham of the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of tenufa. Okay? Well, Gemara is going to be very specific in terms of what tenufa means. Tenufa means to pick it up and to up, down, right, left. Okay, tomorrow's daf, Samach Beis. Tomorrow's daf is a daf dedicated to the mitzvah of tenufa. Tomorrow we'll gain a better understanding. And the Gemara will talk, I mentioned this earlier today. The Gemara will talk about what the purpose of, what does tenufa accomplish? Okay, aside from the fact that it's a mitzvah. Okay, v'habikurim k'divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Mishnah says, you know what else requires tenufa? Bikurim. You bring your basket of fruit up to the base of Mikdash, and new fruits that come in annually. You bring the basket up, you give it to the Kohen. This is the mitzvah of Bikurim. There is a mitzvah of tenufa by the basket of Bikurim, as per the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Does the Torah actually say straight out that you have to do tenufa? No. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learn that the Bikurim has the mitzvah of tenufa? Stay tuned, the Gemara will discuss. Imurei Shlame Yachid v'chazei v'shok shalahem. The Imurim of Shlame Yachid. You have a regular Shlamim brought by an individual, so there is a mitzvah of tenufa, chazei v'shok. By the thigh? No, not the thigh. By the chest of the animal, v'shok, and the leg of the animal. This is obviously after Shechita. After you shech the animal, you cut up the animal of the shlamim, you take chazei v'shok, you take the chest of the animal and the shok and the leg of the animal. I believe it's the right hind leg. Okay? I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's the right hind leg. So, no pun intended. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim, and this is true, whether the carbon is brought by a man or by a woman, v'lo ba'acherim, but not by others. What does that mean? Stay tuned, the Gemara is going to discuss that as well. Okay, fine. We have so far a list of those karbanos. It's a short list that require tenufa but no hagasha. We've so far in this list entertained the log shemen of the mitzvah together with this karban hashem, bikurim, and the imurim of an individual. Okay. Fine. Going on. Shtei halechem v'shnei kivsei atzeres. Ketzad. Now, the shtei halechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres. There's a mitzvah of tenufa. Two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos together with the two sheep that are brought in conjunction with the two loaves on Shavuos. Now, as we already pointed out in Parsha Thamur, there's a whole grouping of karbanos that are brought together with the shtei halechem. But in terms of the mitzvah of tenufa, the only things that are waved together, Torah says it straight out, is the two loaves of bread and the two sheep, the two shalmei atzeres. Okay, you're going to need a strong kohen. You're going to put the two loaves of bread on top of the two sheep. A sheep is not a large animal, but still. And you put your two hands underneath, and you wave. Molech u'mevi, male u'morid. Shenemar. Pasuk says, "Asher enough, Asher huram." Rabbi, yes.
Sheep is very large. It's a lamb, but not. Is that the same thing, baby lamb and sheep?
Yeah.
Sheep is huge.
I mean, fine. Point taken. Asher enough, Asher huram. Tenufa haisa b'mizrach. So tenufa was done in the east. Okay. The Gemara later on will be bothered by that. What does that mean in the east? There's a requirement of tenufa lifnei Hashem. And usually when we say Lifnei Hashem, we want to be proximate to the Heichal. Usually that puts us on the western side of the Mizbeach, not the eastern side of the Mizbeach. The Gemara later on will be bothered by that question. The Gemara will discuss that question. The Hagasha b'marav, Hagasha is done on the western side of the Mizbeach. Tenufa kodemus l'Hagasha. Now, if there's a Mincha that requires both Tenufa and Hagasha, so which is first? Tenufa comes before Hagasha. Okay. Which requires both.
How many Kohanim are doing the
sounds like there's one Kohen doing it. Mm-hmm. One Kohen selected to do this avoda. Mm-hmm. Two sheep.
And they're dead by the time he's doing.
No, for the no. It's alive. It's alive. The sheep. Yeah. It's strong Kohen.
That sounds harder than considered.
Minchas, I hear you. Minchas Omer, Minchas Kenos, Tenus, I'm sorry, Teunos Hagasha, Utenufa. Okay? What requires both? So the Mishnah goes on. So your Minchas Omer and your Minchas Kenos. Okay. Interesting, by the way, that both of them are barley. The barley, your barley Menachas require both Hagasha and Tenufa. Teunos Hagasha, Utenufa. And we now know, because the Mishnah just made the point that Tenufa comes before Hagasha. Lechem apanim u'minchas nesachim. And finally, to round out the list. So, the Mishnah on Samach Ahmed Aleph talked about all those menachos that require just Hagasha. Okay, long list. 10 menachos. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with some. The Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the one that we're in the middle of right now, gives us a short list of those that require tenufa but not hagasha. Requires even a shorter list of that which requires tenufa and hagasha. And to round it out now, we're going to talk about those menachas that require neither. Neither tenufa nor hagasha. They are the lachem apanim or minchas nesachim. Lachem apanim, minchas nesachim. What do they have in common? And no part of them goes up onto the mizbeach at all. So there's no mitzvah of hagasha, and there's no mitzvah of tenufa as well. Ain't teunas lo hagasha v'lo tenufa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon, again, quoted in the previous mission, quoted in this mission as well, says like this. Gimel minim teunos gimel mitzvos shtayim b'chol achas v'achas. There are three types where there are three mitzvos, but the three mitzvos is a pool of mitzvos. What do I mean by that? Hopefully it'll be clear in just a moment. Shtayim b'chol achas v'achas. Where of this pool of three mitzvos, you're going to take two and apply them to one of the three mitzvos. I know that was confusing. I know it was. I know. Okay, I'll say it again. When I go through the Mishnah, hopefully it'll be clear in terms of what Rabbi Shimon means. There's a pool of three mitzvos. Those mitzvos are Tenufa, Hagasha, and Smicha. I know we haven't spoken about Smicha yet, but there's a pool of three mitzvos. There's going to be a selection of three different types of karbanos. Of those three, they're going to draw from the pool of mitzvos, and each one of them are going to draw two of the three mitzvos. Ushlishit ein b'hem, but not the third, ve'eluein. Okay? Maybe you understand it. It's possible. And again, we'll go through the examples and you'll see. Zivchei shame yachiv, zivchei shame tzibor, v'asha mitzorim. And your list of mitzvos are, list of karbanos are, the individual shlamim, the communal shlamim, which is only brought in shvuos, that's it, your kifse atzeres, and your asha mitzorah, the asha brought by the mitzorah. Okay, now, zivchei shame yachid, when it comes to the individual shlamim, to unim smicha chayim, so first of all, the mitzvah of smicha, the requirement to take your hands and to press them down on the head of the animal. Now this is a shlamim, by the way, there's no vidui. Right, shlamim is not brought for a sin. So by a shlamim, you just mitzvah smicha.
Okay? So what do you do? What do you say?
You say nothing. You just perform the mitzvah smicha. Both your hands and press on the head of the animal.
Nothing said. No thank you, nothing.
Well, maybe a thank you. but not, okay, right? A little. I'm sure there are kavanas that go together with it. Don't ask me. But smicha chaim utenufa shchutin. And after they're shechted, you have the mitzvah of tenufa. But no tenufa while the animal's alive. Okay, that's by your individual shlamim. Zivchei shalmei tzibor. We'll go now to the shalmei tzibor. Only one example of shalmei tzibor. The two sheep that are brought on Shavuos, shalmei tzibor, tunim tenufa chayim, require tenufa while the animal's alive, ushchutim, and after the animal's dead as well, more tenufa. The ein b'hem smicha, there's no mitzvah of smicha, it's not an individual karban, it's a communal karban. The asham, so...
These two also doesn't require hagasha.
No hagasha. The asham mitzora, and the asham mitzora tun smicha utenufa chai, it requires smicha, it requires tenufa while the animal's alive. Okay, the ein bo tenufa shachut. But it does not require tenufa after it's shechted. Okay, so according to Rabbi Shimon, these three karbanos, Asher Mitzorah, Shalmei Yachid, Shalmei Tzibor, there are three mitzvos. I misspoke earlier. Now, leave Hagash out of the discussion.
Yeah, there's no Hagash in any of them.
Correct. There is a mitzvah of smicha, there's a mitzvah of tenufa. And tenufa, we're going to then subdivide into tenufa while it's alive and tenufa while it's dead. Now, all of these three, they're going to draw from the pool, but each one of them is only going to draw two of the three. Okay? Some of them... Well, I'm sorry. The Asher Mitzorah... Let's go over this again. Sure, I got it straight. The Asher Mitzorah... Zivchei Shalmei Yachid, the individual Shlamin, requires smicha while the animal's alive. Tenufa after it's shechted. Fine. There's no tenufa while it's alive. Shalmei Tzibor requires tenufa both while it's alive and after it died. Okay, but no smicha. The asher mitzora, smicha, tenufa while it's alive, but not tenufa after it's dead.
So smicha is only with the individual.
Nachon. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, a little bit more for today. Yeah. A little bit more for today. Tana Rabbanan. V'hikri v'sola asham v'eslog hashemen. V'hinifa osam tenufa. Malam v'shetu'unim tenufa. Ke'echad. The asher mitzora, together with the log hashemen, tenufa is done joint. Done together. Now, what if I don't do tenufa with the two of them together, but rather I do them individually? Yatsa, you fulfilled your obligation. Bidi avad. If you did it, that's fine. So, even if I did it individually, I fulfilled my obligation. The Gemara says, I might have thought that's the way to do it, not b'di'evit, but lechatkila. Do tenufa on one, then do a tenufa on the other. Tamalomer tenufa, velo tenufos. No, the primary way to do it is to put the two of them together, the log shemen with the asher mitzora, and do tenufa on the two of them together. Lifne Hashem v'mizrach. Now, the lifne Hashem, right, this is by the mitzora, is b'mizrach, it's on the eastern side of the mizbeach. The Gemara asked the question, which I foreshadowed, v'hamar lifnei Hashem, yacha b'marav, amri hani mincha d'ikre chatas. Now, when it comes to a mincha, which has chatas qualities about it, so therefore it has to be done, therefore it has to be done proximate to the yesod. V'chatas to the yesod, v'keren jeromis mizrachis, and we know that the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, right, does not have Yisod. But if there is no requirement of the Yisod, like the Log Shemen of the Mitzorah, where there's no requirement of Yisod, so therefore it can even be done in the east. The east is also considered Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so number one in the Mishnah, what requires tenufa? So the log shemen together with the asham of the mitzora. What is the next thing mentioned in the Mishnah? Bikurim requires tenufa. Va'bikurim k'divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. D'tanya we learned in the Braisa. V'lakach ha'kohen liman al bikurim shetunim tenufa divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Gemara wants to know what's the source of this halacha. Gamar yad yad mishlamim. Based on a gzera shava, k'siv hacha v'lakacha kohen atena mi yadecha, k'siv hasam yadav tevi enu. So makan kohen af lahalan kohen. So first of all, it's done by a kohen, meaning the bikurim is done by a kohen. That we know straight out. So the miluin mentioned in Perek Zayin is done by the kohen, and we're going to learn the other direction. Malahalan balim afkan balim. So also, Baalim are required as well. Ha-ketzad. So in other words, we have a coin requirement. We have an owner requirement. Ha-ketzad. Coin minich yadu tachas yedei Baalim. Umeinif. So tenufa, by the bikurim, is done jointly by the coin and by the owner. From the Gemara, the way the Gemara describes it, it sounds like the coin places his hands underneath that of the owner. Okay, just stay tuned. I'm going to come back and I'm going to discuss that a little bit more in just a moment. The lema nami kidivri Rabbi Yehuda. The tanya Rabbi Yehuda amar v'inachto zu tenufa. Ata omer zu tenufa eino ela hanacha. Rabbi Yehuda also expounds the pasuk, and Rabbi Yehuda also believes that tenufa is done with the bikurim. And he learns it out through a different drasha. V'inachto, and he places it down. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's a reference to tenufa. How do I know that? The extra, the redundancy of the word vihinachto comes to tell me that tenufa is done with the bikurim as well. So, simple question, the Gemara just wants to know. Our Mishnah is trying to make the point that bikurim requires tenufa. Even though it's not said straight out in the Pesukim, but bikurim requires tenufa. Our Mishnah gives credit to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara just wants to know, but Rav Yehuda agrees. And Rav Yehuda darshens as well. It's not the same drasha as Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but nevertheless, it's a drasha. How come our Mishnah is giving credit to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? How come it doesn't go with Rav Yehuda? Two answers to this question. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava ho patach ba'akasav tchila." So first of all, Rava's answer is, well, when you're reading Pesukim, the pasuk that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov uses, which is Velakacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha, that comes before the pasuk of Vehinachto. So we're just going to give precedence to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov simply because his drasha is earlier. Okay. That's one suggestion of the Gemara of Nachman Yisrael Gamar Hol V'Rav Gavrei. The second answer is because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is so great. The greatness of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erevin tells us Mishnas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kav V'Naki. You won't see Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that often in the Mishnayos, but when he speaks, so you got to listen very carefully. The Mishnas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kav V'Naki. It's very clean. It's very refined. Meaning whatever he says, he made sure that he was spot on. And so therefore over here, that's why our Mishnah chose to go with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, a couple of minutes, in the remaining minutes that we have, two, just a quick discussion over here. We learned now by the mitzvah of Tanufa that when a person brings his carbon and Tanufa is required, so he does Tanufa together with the Kohen. The Gemara at the top of the page says, how is it done? Kohen minich yado tachas yidei habalim umeinif. That the Kohen places his hands underneath the hands of the owner and they do Tanufa. Tosfos says, I got a problem, a technical problem. Lav dafka kamar tachas yad habalim mamish. It is the first Tosfos on Shtamach Aleph Amud Beis. When we say Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the owner, so Tosfos says, the problem. What do you think the problem is going to be? Chatzitza.
Chatzitza is the same hand on hand. Chatzitza is like when something is different. It's both hands.
Right. It's min echad. So tachas yad habalim mamish dimken havia la yad habalim chatzitza ben akliu ben ayada Kohen. Ubisof shtei midas maskin agabe bale chaver lin fukula bahadeh hadadik havia chatzitza ela habalim ochzim beogne hakli vehakoin bishul yav milamata. So Tosu says, I'm going to tell you what I believe the pshat is, and we're going to see a Gemara later on in Menachos, it seems like this is true as well. When we say tachas, usually I understand tachas means underneath. So it would be hand under hand, but tachas over here, the preposition of tachas simply means right next to, meaning another place on the kli, but it doesn't mean physically underneath. In fact, if you learn your Mishnah's Bikurim, we've been quoting a lot from the Mishnah's and Bikurim lately. When you get to the Pesukim of Arami Ovid Avi, says the Mishnah Bikurim, so then you take the basket off your shoulder, okay, and the Kohen puts his hands underneath, and they do Hanafa. Okay, not 100% clear from the Mishnah in Bikurim that means next to, but the Tosu says that's how he believes it. Okay, he quotes a Rashi later on. Rashi says, look, I'm not bothered by this, because it's fundamentally the owner's Bikurim, he needs to do Tanufa, not the Kohen. So the fact that there's a Chatzitza, that doesn't bother me. And then he quotes an interesting Yerushalmi. We'll end today with this Yerushalmi. Over Yerushalmi, I skipped just a couple lines. Yerushalmi, mashma ksas, dahavi tachas yadav mamish. You read the Gemara Yerushalmi, says Tosfos, and it sounds kipshuto, that the hands of the Kohen go directly under the hands of the owner. The Garcin Gabi Tanufas Mincha Sota. Yeah, you think you thought about this?
Yeah.
What when the Sota brings her mincha? And we learned that there's a mitzvah of Tanufa by the mincha of a Sota.
Right.
Yeah, so how's that gonna work out? So the Kohen Minich Yado, right? And she's a Sota. Right. So the Aina Davar Kior. So the Yerushalmi says it's not disgusting. Maybe mapa ve'eno chotzes. Maybe kohen zaken ve'afilu tema yeled ein yetzer hara matsui la'osa sha'a. So the Yerushalmi gives a number of suggestions of what you can do. Bring a mapa,
tablecloth,
some sort of handkerchief.
But wouldn't that be a chatzitza?
Yeah, chatzitza worse.
Yeah, but the Yerushalmi is not bothered by chatzitza because of what the Yerushalmi will say, like Rashi, like Tosfos quotes Rashi. The Kohen's, it's not, the Tanufa is not a mitzvah on the Kohen. So the fact that there's, it's really fundamentally her mitzvah to do Tanufa. And the Kohen is just, you know, has an obligation to hold on also, but not because it's his Tanufa. It's not fundamentally his Tanufa. Either a Mapa, in a Chotze, it's maybe Kohen Zakin, or bring an older Kohen. Or bring a young Kohen. That doesn't give us ages, right? Old or young. But lo so shav umi umatzina lamemar daf apishes zelamata vezelamal apamim nogim yado biyada al yedeshem isyache betnufa. Tosa says, you don't have to. You know, and it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that the hand goes directly underneath. Tosa says you don't have to say that. You could say that the hands are next to each other. So why does the Yerushalmi give all of this advice of an older Kohen, a younger Kohen, use a mapa? Well, no, because there may end up being contact, and in the event that there's contact, so therefore, you know, employ these other strategies as well. So interesting, very.
Isn't the hair also uncovered during this time?
Yes, there's a number of things going on over here that that would make that, you know, that would make this not our biggest concern. But point being, though, it's interesting. What comes out from this Tosfos over here is really a broader discussion, a more general discussion. This mitzvah of Tanufa, even though there's a requirement for the Kohen to hold on also and to assist in the Tanufa, but really the fundamental question that's being discussed in this Tosfos is, whose mitzvah is it? Right? The idea that Tosfos starts off with, that both have to be holding on to the Kli, it's a joint mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for the owner and for the Kohen. The other position, the Yerushalmi, which the simple Pshan, the Yerushalmi, and the Rashi as well, says no, the mitzvah of Tanufa is fundamentally the owner of the carbon, and for whatever reason, the Kohen holds on also, but doesn't need to actually hold on to the Kli.
But you could argue that the Tanufa is not considered an avodah based.
It's not an avodah, it's just a question of whose mitzvah is it. Okay, stop over here.